Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have a report tonight that gives an assessment of how the U.S. Patriot anti-air batteries are performing against Russian missiles. Also tonight, there's more disturbing video footage from the Texas border areas. Firefighters are dying suddenly in large numbers. Marjorie Taylor Greene introduces articles of impeachment against the Donald Trump-appointed FBI director, Christopher Wray. Russia fines Google for relentlessly pushing culture-crushing LGBTQ narratives. And a fifth-grade teacher in Florida who showed her students an LGBT-themed movie says parents who complain are, quote, ignorant, end quote, and have no rights within the public school systems. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. There were multiple reports Tuesday that Russia's military had taken out a U.S.-supplied Patriot anti-air battery in Ukraine. Well, if that's true, it would be a very significant first since the advanced Raytheon-made defense weapon was deployed in Ukraine. This came as Ukrainian officials have cited an exceptionally dense overnight attack on Kiev, which included cruise missiles, drones, and even, allegedly, hypersonic missiles. Ukraine was hit by a barrage of at least 18 missiles and 9 drones, with media reports saying at least 6 ballistic missiles were launched. But the Ukrainians are claiming that most or all of them were intercepted. The head of the Kiev City Military Administration described the barrage as, quote, exceptional in its density, with the maximum number of missiles in the shortest time possible, end quote. But he added that, quote, the vast majority of enemy targets in Kiev's airspace were detected and destroyed, end quote. Ukraine is now saying it successfully intercepted multiple hypersonic missiles. A previous claim to have intercepted a hypersonic from days ago was met with widespread skepticism among independent pundits. The Russian Defense Ministry, well, they have previously dismissed the Ukrainian claims of hypersonic intercepts as, quote, wishful thinking, end quote. But the Russian side is celebrating a big victory of its own, saying it landed a precision strike on a Patriot air defense system in the Ukrainian capital. The U.S. supplied systems only arrived last month, and just recently did they enter operation. Russian defense officials said in a press briefing that its attacks destroyed, quote, Ukrainian troops' positions and places of storage of munitions, weapons, and military hardware delivered from Western nations, end quote. The Russian media outlet RT, which you don't always want to trust, they stated the following, quote, a precision strike by a Russian hypersonic missile has destroyed a Patriot air defense system in Kiev. The defense ministry in Moscow reported on Tuesday. The Ukrainian government previously claimed that the missiles had been intercepted by the U.S.-made weapons platform. The Russian military did not provide further details about the strike, which was the first time Moscow claimed to have hit the long-range system supplied to Ukraine by its Western backers, end quote. Watch this. Zero Hedge noted that there is speculation over whether a widely circulating video confirms the destruction of a Patriot battery amid the conflicting Russian and Ukrainian claims. Geopolitical analyst Blog Moon of Alabama said the reports of a destroyed Patriot system are accurate. Moon of Alabama also said the Ukrainian claims to have shot down a hypersonic missile are, quote, likely not true. They are simply too fast to be hit by any of Ukraine's air defenses, end quote. In other news, security footage taken along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas showed a U.S. soldier opening a gate to let migrants in just days after Joe Biden let Title 42 expire. The video showed by Fox LA's Bill Mulligan showed a large group crossing from the Mexico side of the border into the U.S. as a big white bus appeared to wait for them on the other side. The one-minute clip showed a female Army officer standing by as the horde shuffled onto private property on the morning of Monday, May 15th. The Army officer was said to have done so at the direction of the federal government. The video comes just hours after Biden cheered a supposed drop in border crossings since the end of Title 42 with a swipe at the media. When asked by reporters about how he believes things were proceeding after Title 42 expired, Biden responded, quote, much better than you all expected, end quote. But the video footage speaks otherwise. Watch this. There. That was private property, folks, and any landowner who takes measures to stop that kind of invasion will risk being prosecuted as a criminal by the government. The criminal trespassing of the migrants, that's allowed. It's allowed to continue unabated. And if anyone tries to stop it, even if it's on their own property, well, look out for the long arm of the law. This is the very definition of lawlessness. Yep, America is no longer under the rule of law. That's a fact. The Daily Caller reports that Republican Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene will introduce articles of impeachment against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Greene told the Daily Caller, quote, under Wray's watch, the FBI has intimidated, harassed, and entrapped American citizens who have been deemed enemies of the Biden regime. As such, Director Wray has turned the FBI into Joe Biden and Merrick Garland's personal police force. The Soviet-style tactics used by the FBI against normal Americans are unprecedented in this country, end quote. Hear, hear. Greene further stated that, quote, FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle told congressional investigators that the FBI created a terrorist threat tag following the Dobbs Supreme Court decision in 2022. O'Boyle confirmed that the purpose of the tag was to target pro-life individuals. On September 23, 2022, armed FBI agents in tactical gear raided the family home of Mark Hawk, a pro-life Catholic and father of seven young children, because he obstructed access to an abortion clinic, end quote. And it doesn't end there. According to a document leaked out of the FBI's Richmond field office and dated January 23rd, 2023, the Bureau planned to go after conservative Catholics. The document was titled, quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremist. And their interest was in, quote, radical traditionalist Catholics, end quote, or RTCs. FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin, who was just on my broadcast last night, Brandon House Live, he obtained the leaked FBI document that targets traditional Latin mass Catholics. This leaked document outlined a plan for the FBI to spy on Catholics, particularly those who attend Latin mass, who, according to the document, have harbored, quote, white supremacy, end quote. The FBI document indicated intentions to have informants within the Catholic Church, quote, on advice from the Southern Poverty Law Center, end quote. That's what the statement from Green noted. The Epoch Times reports that some Oregon lawmakers are outraged about a measure requiring insurance coverage for sex change surgeries for so-called transgenders, without requiring coverage to, quote, detransition, end quote, those who change their minds. But what makes them even more irate is that it would allow children to so-called transition without requiring parental knowledge and consent. Oregon State Representative Ed Dial, a Republican, told the Epoch Times, quote, I've got transgender people who think it's crazy what we're doing to kids. Lesbians, gay men, just hardcore leftists. These are all Organians. And they're saying, this is crazy. This makes no sense to be doing this to our children, end quote. Oregon's House Bill 2002 passed the state house and is now in the state Senate, where Republican senators staged a walkout to try to prevent its passage. That's what Dial said. If passed into law, the measure also would allow abortion for children of any age without parental knowledge and would make Oregon a sex change surgery sanctuary state for minors. Dial told the Epoch Times, quote, they could have written this so many different ways to acknowledge what parents believe they have, a constitutional right for, which is to direct the care and upbringing of their child. But they wrote it without any consideration of that at all, end quote. The proposed bill states that, quote, gender-affirming treatment, end quote, means, quote, procedure, service, drug, device, or product that a physical or behavioral health care provider prescribes to treat, quote, when a person's, quote, gender identity, end quote, and, quote, sex assignment at birth, end quote, are different. Also from the Epoch Times, federal officials gave more than $23 billion in COVID-19 aid to the nation's top 20 nonprofit hospitals, even as a 62% increase in their collective net assets led to parallel surges in the institution's total profits and revenues during 2018 to 2021. That's according to a new report. Only two of the 20 institutions have repaid the government for the COVID-19 aid they received. The 20 largest nonprofit hospitals in the country continued making massive profits while their cumulative net assets soared to $324.3 billion in 2021. That's up from $200.6 billion in 2018. According to the report compiled by the Illinois-based research nonprofit Open the Books, quote, those hospital systems received congressional COVID bailouts of $23 billion, and only two providers partially paid their COVID bailout back, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
Call or go to MyPillow.com right now to take advantage of Mike's limited time offer. Use the promo code on the screen, and when you buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets, Mike will send you another set absolutely free. That's right, buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. Choose from a variety of colors in solid, stripes, and new flannel sheets. Order now.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The Russian government has once again fined Google's parent company Alphabet for not removing pro-LGBTQIA+ content on Russian platforms. And they fined them to the tune of 3 million rubles, or just over $39,000. The judge said in a statement that the court decided to find Google guilty under Part 2, Article 13.41 of the Administrative Code of the Russian Federation and impose a fine in the amount of 3 million rubles. Russian news agency TASS explained why they are fining Google, stating, quote, "The reason was the company's refusal to remove two videos from YouTube. The first video by blogger Karen Shahinyan about raising children in same-sex families, and the other by Granny.ru. That one was about the lives of people from the LGBT community in St. Petersburg. These videos were discovered by Russia's media watchdog, which demanded that Google remove them immediately," end quote. TASS reports that Google has repeatedly been flagged for proliferating sodomite, quote, propaganda, end quote, fining Google 7.2 billion rubles, or $9,382,000 in 2021 for not removing content deemed obscene or otherwise objectionable by the Russian Federation. Well, last year, Russia, they passed a new piece of legislation that heavily fines and potentially criminalizes those pushing LGBTQIA+ ideology in the media and advertising, along with outlawing same-sex marriages. Now, here's a warning. Do not fall for the idea being pushed by many ignorant, useful idiots that claim to be evangelicals. They claim such things as what you just read makes Putin a lion of Christianity. No, it does not. Putin is not a Christian. By his own admission and statements, doctrinally, we can observe those and study them and know that is not the case. So just because he doesn't want the LGBTQ community propaganda, the cultural Marxist propaganda in his country destroying his culture, doesn't make him a Christian. What it means is he's a nationalist, a Russian nationalist that wants to preserve families. He wants people having children. He wants to populate. He wants a strong military and strong males. This is about his culture and preservation of his nation and power. It does not make him a Christian. So don't let the ignorant so-called evangelical Christians tell you that this anti-LGBTQI+A, whatever it is, agenda by Putin, makes him a Christian. It doesn't. Well, now it's time for tonight's Worldview Report commentary. I think I already started that. Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida suggested FBI agents should be fired and prosecuted over the Durham report, which concluded that the FBI should never have launched its probe into whether Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. Gaetz said the agency should be defunded and, quote, defanged, end quote, describing the agent's actions as, quote, ugly, end quote. John Durham ruled there was never enough evidence for the FBI to even open an investigation on Trump-Russia in the first place. Gaetz said Durham's recommendation that only one person, a lawyer who lied to the FBI, be charged with wrongdoing was, quote, insufficient, end quote, adding, quote, "This report is an insufficient consequence for the malfeasance and corruption that we have seen here. It was an operation from beginning to end to fuse political opposition research from the DNC and the Clinton campaign with this intelligence process and criminal process. And it's a sad day in America. And if the tables had been turned, that had been a Republican operation against a duly elected Democrat president, well, I think you know what the outcome would have been," end quote. Take a look at the comments by the congressman. Watch this.
Gigantic news, the Durham report. Maybe it should be bigger than it is with the 300-plus page report. We don't see any handcuffs coming out, no midnight raids by the FBI.
Well, I'm dying to get into the meat of this report. The FBI and Department of Justice were weaponized, and Trump was specifically targeted. The report takes great lengths to point out the number of times where Trump was targeted in a way no other American would be. And in essence, the FBI has now become a disinformation and election interference enterprise here in our country. It's very damning for them. The Steele dossier was nonsense. The probable cause standard, even to originate an investigation, not to continue, but even to originate an investigation, was never met. And you had a secret court that was lied to. But Chris, this report is an insufficient consequence for the malfeasance and corruption that we have seen here. It was an operation from beginning to end to fuse political opposition research from the DNC and the Clinton campaign with this intelligence process and criminal process. And it's a sad day in America, because if that had been a Republican operation, an operation to help a Republican candidate, this wouldn't have ended with a report. It would have ended with real significant indictments. The only indictment that Durham is able to cite here is the indictment of Kevin Kleinsmith. This was the FBI lawyer who changed evidence before a secret court. And guess what? He's already back to practicing law, got his law license back, and practicing law here in D.C. now. Insufficient.
You use the word weaponization, that the FBI has been weaponized by, and it's in cahoots, in collusion with the Democrat Party and the Biden campaign to affect the outcome of a presidential election. We saw the FBI going to Twitter and to Facebook and putting the kibosh on the New York Post reporting on the Hunter Biden laptop, which was another deliberate effort
by
the FBI.
But in a way, it's a contrapositive of the same exact operation, right? Because in the Trump matter, in what Durham is reporting on, you've got the fusion of these entities to make the FBI the enforcement wing of the Democratic Party to play offense against Trump. Now what you see with Biden, actually, they're the plumbers. They're the dustbusters. They're the fixers. They're the one going in to deem any derogatory information about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden Russian disinformation. That was that corrupt letter that 51 former officials signed that's now been debunked. But it all weaves together, and it's very ugly for our country, and it's actually ugly for the future of a democracy where the people
make
the choices, not the law enforcement intelligence.
Yeah.
I think that we have to deauthorize, defang, and defund many of these authorities and entities and different task forces that actually converted the just and righteous act of protecting our country with the desire to have a particular political candidate win or lose. And in a proper world, Republicans and Democrats would be able to work together on this. Because it wasn't all that long ago, the FBI was a right-wing organization weaponized against civil rights leaders and others. And it was wrong then, and it's wrong now. And I do think this has to be a clarion call to every Republican. We cannot reauthorize 702 authorities within FISA. We cannot continue to fund the FBI at its current level. And I think we should claw back the $325 million that Nancy Pelosi had gifted for a new FBI headquarters in the D.C. area. That's a bad thing for people's civil liberties. And there should be firings, but there has to be legislative reform, and it should be bipartisan.
The FBI, the Department of Justice, and the CIA have been weaponized by the Democrat Party. That's what some say. But it could just as easily be the other way around, that the Democrat Party has been weaponized by the intelligence agencies. The two-tier justice system is so out of control that we have to ask ourselves, who actually runs this country? The elected members of Congress and the occupant of the White House, or a hidden hand bent on solidifying and entrenching the powers of a one-party state? Well, in typical totalitarian fashion, the White House spokeswoman, Karine Jean-Pierre, refused to answer any questions from the press when she was asked about the Durham report, which found the FBI used uncorroborated evidence, in quote, to investigate the Trump campaign over allegations of colluding with Russia. Watch this video.
Reaction to Special Counsel Durham's report on how the FBI handled the Trump-Russia probe?
I would leave it to the Department of Justice to speak to.
The President talks often about how he wants the DOJ and FBI to remain independent and above the fray. That report seems to reflect the opposite. Does he agree with Special Counsel Durham that there needs to be wholesale changes at the FBI?
Again, that is with the Department of Justice. That's not something that I'm going to speak from the podium. As you just stated in your question, we believe in an independent Department of Justice. That's what the President said when he was running, and that's what the President has said the last 2 years. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys.
How else do you explain that Hillary's emails don't count, but Rudy Giuliani's do? Obama's statements don't count, but Trump's do. Gates is one of the few on Capitol Hill willing to call a spade and not pull his punches at all. And that's the only serious way to even start to get a grip on this tyranny and rein it back in. We need to defund these agencies completely and open real criminal investigations to hold the perpetrators of this weaponization and double standard accountable. We need to make an example of them so it will never happen again. And until we see that very thing happen, well, nothing's going to change. It'll just be empty platitudes and more of the same. A few voices crying in the wilderness for justice that will never arrive. A do-nothing Congress that backs up a horribly corrupt administrative state that has gone completely awry. But they'll be sure to have hearings so they can lead you to believe they're doing something and raise more money for their campaigns and their party. So enough bloviating. Let's see grand juries. Let's see whatever needs to happen for these people to be held accountable, tried, convicted, and go to jail. What's really sad about this whole thing is that the biggest losers, the real victims, are the American people. We are dealing here in America with treasonous globalist predators. As a frequent guest here, Dr. Peter Breggin wrote in his book, quote, "We are the prey," end quote. We are the prey. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Please listen, because this is how you can support us, because we push this out for free. It takes a team of 7 of us, about 15 man-hours a day, to put together just this 30-minute news broadcast. So if you appreciate that, we need your support, and here's how we do it. 1, you can go to MyPillow.com, but please use the promo code B66. That's how we get credit. You get savings, we get credit. Right now, if you go to MyPillow.com and you scroll down the page, do you see an image of Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones in front of a microphone, and it says radio and podcast specials? If you'll click that little square of Mike Lindell wearing the headphones in front of a microphone where it says radio podcast specials, it will open up a page, and you can buy what was once $100, now only $25. And what is it? The 6-piece MyPillow towel set. They were $100, now $25. But please use the promo code B66 so that price will go down to that $25 price. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. A lot of things coming up, like Father's Day, graduation gifts, housewarming gifts, weddings. So why not buy some great quality products at MyPillow.com? Use the promo code B66, get some savings, and support the continuation of a broadcast like this. Thank you for doing that. Also, WVWTVStore.com. You'll find a lot of emergency supplies and emergency freeze-dried food. Recently, we got in stock something that had been out of stock for 3 years through our distributor, and that is heirloom seeds. So we now have a vault of heirloom seeds that has a shelf life of 5 years. It's a variety of seeds, 20 varieties of seeds to be specific. So that means you can plant a garden, harvest some of the crop, pull the seeds out, and use them again. Why not? I mean, we do understand they are manufacturing a food crisis, right? So if you're interested in the heirloom seeds, they are on our website at WVWTVStore.com. You'll also find emergency food that has a 25-year shelf life that tastes very good. I've had many of the entrees. And you'll find all kinds of things there, like anti-radiation potassium tablets and many more vital resources. WVWTVStore.com. You can also use the phone number 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. If you'd like to place an order over the phone. And then finally, WVWFoundation.com. If you'd like to just make a contribution, think of us as the conservative alternative to NPR, to public television. We're not pushing out the crazy leftist ideology. We're listener-supported like they are. We're viewer-supported like they are. But we push out the truth, real news, the lens of a Christian worldview. If you appreciate that, we appreciate a contribution of any size so we can keep it going out there free of charge for anyone to watch. You can make a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there. Well, thanks so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.